a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
A couple of weeks ago, Jimmy James, his beautiful family, and I, we went to Halls Gap and we went for his mum's surprise 70th birthday.
I was so sure you were going to Tasmania. I swear you said you're going to Tasmania.
Yeah, no.
No, you told me Halls Gap.
Yeah. I do get confused, Gippsland and what's the other?
Grampians.
Yeah, so I went to... Halls the Grampians.
Oh, you went to...
Halls Gap's in the Grampians. Yes.
You went to Gippsland, yes. But you were calling it the Grampians.
No. Anyway, shush. So we went and it was on a beautiful property and, you know, it's nice when you can just park your three cars next to each other and it's like everyone's got access. Big property, lovely. Anyway, when we were leaving, I heard Jimmy's dad kind of screaming and laughing and being a bit concerned. And I was like, what is going on here? And that's because he was going through the footage because he's got a Tesla, right?
Ah.
And he was going through the footage and something popped up that said, hey, this is something that you need to see.
Sure.
Right? And so it went Jimmy's sister and brother-in-law's car. The Tesla was parked in the middle and then Jimmy and I's car, our car was parked next to the Tesla.
Yep.
And it looked as if Jimmy had thought, you know what, I'm going to try and relieve myself here.
In between the cars.
Next to the car. But the thing is that Teslas record everything.
Yeah.
But do they record around
themselves? They record everything.
Yeah, if you go within sort of a certain distance to the car, it starts recording. Particularly down the sides, there's those cameras.
Yeah, down the side. Yeah. And so what it looked like is that Jimmy was working to, unzip and relief, whatever. And so Jimmy's dad's like, oh my God, like this, because it's in full HD.
Yeah.
Like full 5K.
And is this happening in live time?
Not in live time. Oh. He got the notification to say something was happening. And then the footage did look very weird. But what it was is that Jimmy was actually... He got his sunnies and he was cleaning his sunnies very vigorously on his white shirt. And I'll admit, it did not look great. And I was like, and Jimmy's dad's like, you've got to come over and see this. And I'm like, nah. And I saw the start of the vision. And I was like, oh no. And he's like, keep watching. So just beware. If you park close to a Tesla, now this, Jimmy did nothing wrong. No. He was just cleaning his glasses.
Yeah, I know.
But it looked like he was doing a lot of things wrong.
It was on brand for him to pee between two cars.
Yes. So just beware. Teslas record everything.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Good day, you say, in the Lewis household. Mm. I got wood.
Oh, I always get nervous when he speaks like this, Log.
Didn't you tell me you got wood the other day?
Yeah, I bought the wood. It was delivered yesterday.
Oh, there we go.
Are we talking, we're talking firewood, sort of red gummy type stuff?
No.
Oh, you haven't heard, Lingy.
I'm hoping it doesn't end up as firewood because the plan is to build a fence.
Oh, actual timber.
Yeah.
See, we call it timber when we're going to be building with it.
Yeah.
So I've got posts and I've got the horizontal bits as well.
Did it come in like a kit, like a fence kit?
No.
So it's just you?
I went in there. Mm. I don't know if I should mention that. I went into a timber place.
Yeah.
And I said, this is what I want to do. And the guy said, you could use this and this. And I said, great, I'll take it.
So treated pine?
I guess. So yes.
I did ask him. I said, anything on that wood? Yeah. Is there anything that could keep it from the elements?
So the fence posts are cypress.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. I back in your post being up to standard.
The horizontal bit is panel.
Panel flap.
God.
He's also decided that he's just going to dig holes. And there's no concrete going in.
No, I've reconfirmed that. I don't need to concrete in the posts.
So. Oh, my God, you do.
No, you definitely
I've
do.
I've double and triple
with
checked.
With who?
With, all my friends.
Oh.
No one thinks they need to put concrete.
No, has any of them built a fence before?
Yes, absolutely.
Sure. Did anyone else buy panel flap timber?
And then he goes to me yesterday, oh, you know what I realised? I need to make a gate. Yeah, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Outsource that.
I didn't measure. I didn't measure in for a gate, so I've got probably more wood than I need. However, I have bought a gate off Marketplace in Queenscliff. I have to drive from Lara to Queenscliff to
get it. Do not even ask me. So I'm telling you right now.
$30 worth of fuel.
Do not even ask me to pick that up for you. I'm telling you.
This hurts my brain, by the way.
What do you mean?
You are concreting the posts in.
No, I'm not.
Just get the ready, set stuff.
Oh, just put it in the hole.
Quick mix stuff, whatever it's called.
Unnecessary step.
And then how are you gonna set it off? Like, how are you going to make sure
that
it's
all... Have you got your
string line? Yeah.
Oh, mate, I've got string, don't you worry. I've got one of those level things with the bubble in it. It's fine.
Spirit level.
That's the one.
He's got a spirit stick and a G string. That's what he's got.
I don't have any bolts or nails yet, so I'm going to go get them, and I've got to go get the wire. But there's going to be a horizontal bit at the top of the fence. Chicken wire.
Oh, you're building a wire fence, not a timber fence. Mate.
No.
It's timber and wire.
Timber and wire.
Oh, so I thought you were talking about timber panel.
No. So there's like one horizontal bit that goes up across the top, and then there's one that goes across the bottom. And it's going to be an L-shaped fence because I've got my boundary fence as one side and then the shed.
It's making it a bit more. Oh, okay. So how high is the fence?
So the posts I wanted like 1.7 or 1700 as we call it in the biz.
Good, yeah, nice.
But they only came in 2.4 metre length. So I will probably just dig deeper is what I...
Or are you going to, like, how are you going to cut your timber?
A reticulated saw.
Stop it.
Reciprocal storm.
You're going to hurt yourself, please.
Hang on.
And here comes the reticulated python.
And here comes the hospital visit.
Tom. Chainsaw or reciprocated
chainsaw?
No, that's a different...
We're not letting you use a chainsaw, Tommy.
Oh, Tom.
Come on, mate. I've used a chainsaw many times.
Not you get your stepdad onto
middle,
it.
Middle of the Surf Coast Highway.
Tom. Please be careful.
Watch this space.
Please be careful.
Mate, you are not going to believe how amazing this fence is going to be. It's going to have a gate and everything.
Mm. Oh, will it?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Oh, God. The Tom, Lingy
and Loggy podcast. Car, no here. Here,
no car.
We want to chat on 52232955 because yesterday, Northland Shopping Centre, thank God no one got injured. Mm. But a criminal was on the run from the policia and went through the Norlane Shopping Centre. It'll make sense in a second.
Northland Shopping Centre, not the Norlane one. But
yeah. Did I say Norlane?
Everything's good in Norlane.
Did I say Norlane? Did I really? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Also,
so
that's a broad statement. That's a bold statement. That's good in Norlane.
Okay. Anyway, and that, you know, cars aren't supposed to be in shopping centres unless they're being given away, and you ask yourself, how do they get it in and out? Well, it seems they can just drive it straight through. An 80-year-old man also found himself in Rome this week, the tourist hotspot, the Spanish Steps. And he was like, no, I'm going to drive down these. Yeah,
too hard to walk down those.
You're not allowed to do that.
No.
Got stuck and had to be winched away.
Got stuck. Winched. So didn't even finish it.
At least the North End guy got away.
Yeah.
For now. Deb's in Torquay. Morning, Deb.
Good morning. How is everybody?
We're great, thanks. Let's just start by, can we just establish, it sounds like you're in the car. Is your car in the right place at the moment?
Yeah. It is, yes.
Wonderful. Tell us about when it wasn't.
All right. So I worked in a resort that had a number of activities, and near the exit and entrance to the activities was a BMX track with one-way sign. Mm. And I looked over and I saw a car, little car on the BMX track trying to navigate driving on this very small track.
What? What happened when it got to the large hump that you had to jump over?
I was just glazed in shock.
Yeah. Somebody thought, that looks fun. I bet you I could do that in my car.
So it was actually just a track that goes around. Did they think it was a road? Is that the issue?
Yes, I think so. It was paved.
Yeah.
It was also for scooters. Yeah. But.
Did they have the window down, Deb, and were they going, bwop, bwop?
I really don't know. I still don't know.
Sorry, I really should have asked.
I was going to ask if they did a wheelie, but no, your question for sure. That was way better.
Yeah, okay.
That was far better. Thanks for that, Deb. Megan from Bell Park's on the line as well. Megan, where was the car not supposed to be?
So I used to have an I-30.
Yeah.
absolute, I called it a beast for the simple fact that I used to drive it in places that four-wheel drives would go.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
So I'd take it through all sorts of off-road tracks.
Yeah.
Occasionally had to kind of make an impromptu, like, wedge to be able to keep her moving.
Wow.
But yeah, the looks I would get from people in like their 80 series or their, you know, Rangers, and here's me, this little girly girl looking thing, blasting her tunes in her I-30, like, hi guys, where are we going?
Front wheel drive.
I've just Googled I-30 here, Megan. You wouldn't count it as a off-road type vehicle.
No, it's
No, you absolutely wouldn't. But look, she did it. She got there.
It's a four-cylinder engine for anyone wondering.
Yeah. And now I've got a Dualis, and I want to do the Maccas near Bunnings in Cryo.
Yeah.
I want to do that dip.
What?
That's like next to the Maccas entrance behind the servo.
Oh, yes. You want to attempt that?
Yeah, and my partner's like, no, you can't do it in a Dualis.
Yeah.
And I was like, brother, you should see where I took the I-30.
Yeah, do it in the I-30, not the Dualis.
Well, if you do it, take some photos, because then we can say, car, no here.
No here.
Here, no car.
That's right. Peter in Grovedale, mate, where was the car not supposed to be?
How are you going, lady and gent?
Great.
Good.
That's the way. I've always had a little Ford Capri, a little soft top convertible.
Yeah.
And I went away one weekend and left it at my cousin's place, and I come back and it wasn't there, and I went, oh, well, someone's pitched it. The coppers had found it down at Port Arthur Primary School on the basketball court.
What?
Yeah. I wasn't too worried about it, because I was, you know, I've been away on the source all weekend, but then on Monday I'm going to find it. The coppers bring me to, like, your car's down there at the basketball court.
Just shooting hoops.
Did they? What a random place. Did they bring it back to you, or did you have to drive, like, get someone to take you down there so you could then take it home?
I had to go and get it. Like, the funny thing was, there was like a heap of empty cans in the back. Lemonade cans. Yeah. They were all there before. I went, yeah, they were there. And they went, oh, right, eh? Back then, there was no petrol station down in Port Arlington.
No.
Just made it to Drysdale to get back to Drysdale.
Yeah. That is so random.
What an adventure.
Car not meant to be there.
Yeah.
No.
Here, no car.
It can never be a good thing when your car goes on an adventure without you, can it?
You feel like you miss out.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. One second song.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's changed.
Yeah, we got rid of the beep.
Oh, we hate it.
Did someone yell and scream at you to get rid of the beep?
Yeah.
For 8 weeks.
Took her shoe off.
Oh. Who throws a shoe? Who throws a shoe? AJ throws a shoe. Hello, AJ.
Hello, guys. How are you all?
Good.
We're good.
We're good. You are in here so that we can play 1 second song. The game basically Loggy came up with to show off her audio guy skills.
Audio guy.
Just listen to the first note of a song, and I know it straight away.
Yeah, well,
to be fair, you did prove that is your weird skill.
You say that, but who's the carryover champion going into this week?
Well, because we had to change the rules. So
apparently the game wasn't fun.
Well, it wasn't.
It's fun if Tom wins every week, but it's not fun if I win every week.
It wasn't. So, but do you know what? I love the fact that we were like, hey, let's not come up with a new idea.
Let's just make it that I have to sit out the first half of the game.
It's like the AFL Rules Committee. We'll keep finding new ways to slightly change it and hope that fixes everything.
Exactly. So we're not going to explain the rules because you'll figure it out as we go. Basically, our names will be our buzzers. You have a theme for these songs.
Tomorrow night at Kidinya Park, the beloved captain of the Cats, Paddy Dangerfield, playing his 350th game. So we've gone through the timeline, and we found some songs that correspond with some big moments in the captain's life.
Wow.
Oh,
niche.
That is
specific.
Niche.
Wow.
So I love it.
So we're in the danger zone is our thing.
I thought it would have been, here's the most popular songs from 350 years ago.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like, here's a bunch of songs by white guys.
Beautiful.
Okay, here we go. So 1 second of the song. Lingy and I are in this round. Then Log will join
Log
us
comes
if we
in
can't get it.
When we stuff everything
here
up.
Okay. What song is this?
Oh, you know it, don't you? Oh, look at you.
Let's have it again. I got nothing.
All right, Log. No, hang on. Give us a 3 seconds.
No, because if you both don't get it on the one.
But no, you can jump in straight away on the three.
No, because you know, I know what's going to happen.
Done.
Go.
Okay, three. Loggy. It's Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You.
Let's hear it.
Yes!
Impressive, Love.
This song was number one in Australia between February 24, 1990 and April 14, 1990. Danger was born on April the 5th.
How did you get that from this? It's been seven hours.
Hey, my shower songs that I cry to are very vast.
Can I give a controversial opinion?
What?
I reckon it stinks.
That song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, listen to the Prince version and then listen to
that. No, the Prince version's fantastic.
And they're both good, so shush.
Luggy shower stinks.
Wow.
What?
All right, here we go.
Next song.
I hate this game. So question number two. Here we go.
You've got to say your name.
Hang on.
Yeah, you know, you've got to say your name if you can answer it.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
I've forgotten his name.
I'm not guessing yet. I'm thinking about it.
You know? I'm about to invite.
Okay.
Lingy.
Lingy.
Is it Billy Joel?
It's not Billy Joel.
Oh, okay. No, I know we always do that as a joke.
Tom, do you want to have a guess?
Yeah, all right, Tom. Is it Katy Perry? Hot and Cold. No, it's not. That's your guess.
It's Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl.
Let's hear it.
That was close.
Number one in Australia between the 14th of July and the 18th of August 2008. Paddy Dangerfield debuted for the Crows on the 16th of August.
Nice.
You've done some amazing research, AJ. Yeah. Good by you.
Did Danger force you to do this?
No, that did not happen.
Okay, question number three. What song's this?
Loggy. It is.
Just do it.
The Chainsmokers and Coldplay, and it's that song I don't like.
No,
we play it.
It's not.
Tom, it's Chainsmokers, Paris.
No,
damn it.
Give me the 3 second, and I get a beat to.
Yeah.
Hey. Nah, you two come in.
And it's Chainsmokers.
I don't like it. So it's not even, it's a chainsaw. I'm waiting for Chris to run in and bang on the glass.
We've all just looked over at his office like, is he coming?
I know. What is it? It's just, we'll both get a point.
I'll get it.
Paradise? Paris? Something about ciggies in jackets or something?
No.
It's not. So it's definitely not that one. She's talking about something just like
Coldplay.
This.
Yeah, it's definitely not that.
No, it's.
Mate, this game will go on forever. Just give us the answer.
Great radio.
Yeah, yeah,
AJ.
The answer is Chainsmokers.
Closer.
That's closer.
Well done.
15th of August 2016 till the 10th of October 2016, encompassing September 26 when he won the Brownlow.
Ah, nice. What a great round. I have no idea who won that. Who won
me.
That? You did?
Okay. Loggy got
very
all
clearly
three
won.
Of them correct.
Okay. No, all right. Well done. I'm saying well done. I just didn't know. I wasn't following because there was a lot going on.
Your eyes are saying something different to what your words are saying.
What do you mean?
Very sincere. Very sincere.
All right, 1 second song returns next week.
We're chatting off air. We have Chris, obviously, is our music guy, and there's some chat about him taking me on, and I have to say I'm scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think he will smoke me.
Tom and I discussed perhaps bringing in a super sub for us, and Chris would be that person.
Yeah.
You versus Chris.
Yeah.
And
it's like, put it in basketball terms for, like, NBA finals. Who would that be like?
It would be like... What?
Be like Muggsy Bogues taking on
Manute Bol. A classic reference.
Yeah. I don't.
There's maybe three people listening right now.
I meant a current reference. Who get that. Like a current reference. Okay. Is it like LeBron v. MJ?
You're not that
like it's
good.
Like you can't say good. Who's good because they're both good, but they're both different.
It's like Shane Hill versus Andrew Gaze.
No.
Both really
I'm
good.
Andrew Gaze then.
Okay.
I want to be Gazy, please.
You're very gazy.
Thank you.
Depending on the day.
I don't know what that means.
So you're going to go against Chris, and Lingy and I are going to go to the pub. So that's
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.